Back on the Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. Duff and Stewart with you on a Friday. We get set for a big holiday weekend coming up here. Let's go right to the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Talk some Boilermaker football with Purdue football analyst Kelly Kitchell, who joins us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Kitch, happy Friday, man. How are you?
Well, good Friday to you all, and I'm doing pretty darn well. Doing pretty darn well. I think, much better than I did last week, and I know I feel a heck of a lot better than I did last week when we talked to you. I got hit with the flu, and I was down and out for a few days, but I'm back on the mend and feeling good, boys.
Well, you're a warrior, for one thing, and then the second thing is like, man, we had no idea you were hurting so bad last Friday. Like, what were you doing this show?
Hey, when I make a commitment, I stick with it. You guys asked me to be on it, and I had said yes when I was feeling like I could do it, and by the time we got to it, I stuck with it. So it's all good. I just feel bad. I was kind of feeling my way through the Brom details. I was trying to research real quick before I got on there. So hopefully I didn't sound like too much of an idiot, not knowing a whole lot. But it was a good day last Friday. A lot of good things happened. So and then this week's been just as good.
Well, before we get into the good stuff of this week, the most important question of the day for you, have you mowed your yard yet?
No, I have not. This is the first day that I've been able to get home before dark. I've got baseball stuff I'm coaching. We started spring football practice this week at West Lafayette. I got basketball for my older boys that I'm coaching. So usually I'm not home before dark. And I got home earlier today, took a half day, and I've been out cleaning out hog pens, getting ready for 4-H pigs to come in. So it's a busy spring right now for me, so I don't think my grass. I just pulled into my driveway, and I do need it, and I'll try. Maybe I can try to get to it this weekend.
Yeah, that's kind of my thought too. Kelly Kitchell with us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Kitch, who knows all things Purdue football, Stewart, as you know.
Well, Kitch, man, let's talk about this contract. What do you think?
Well, like I said, I've had a little bit to digest it now. I think the biggest thing for this is just the commitment that our staff and our program, but from Mitch Daniels, you know, all the way to Mike Mabinski, you know, it's a commitment to Jeff Brom and his staff and the program and the direction that we're going. And when you're the third highest paid coach in the Big Ten, obviously expectations come with it. But I also think it shows a commitment from their school, and it's a huge deal. We've never been in this position before. Just what, 6 short years ago or 7 years ago, when Coach Hope was here, I think he was making less than $1 million a year, and now we've got Jeff Brom making 5.3. So, I mean, the commitment to athletics, and I think, you know, obviously money's not going to buy you wins, but it creates a sense of urgency, and it can help things along, and you can get better staff. You can keep staff together, which is the biggest thing. I think keeping guys together and keep, you know, pay them so that they don't try to look elsewhere to further their career. They can further their career financially at Purdue. And I think, you know, just having that mentality of, guys, we're one of the highest paid staffs of the Big Ten. There's expectations on us to win and win big. And I think that's not putting added pressure on them. I think that's their expectation as well. So that's exciting, I think, for all Purdue fans and Purdue Nation. And we talked about this thing back in the day when we were able to hold off Louisville and keep Jeff Brom here at West Lafayette. I said, as a program, as a fan base, we need to step up. And boy, have we stepped up. You know, I saw our loyalty at the bowl game in Nashville. Even to the point, you know, talking basketball, I saw our loyalty in Louisville for the basketball team. And just for Purdue as a whole, I think all the way across the board, we have shown loyalty to our program as a school, as a fan base. And I think that they're going to deliver it right back to us with a lot of fun coming here in the near future.
Kelly, what with these higher expectations, how many wins does he need to get this season?
You know, I don't want to say how many wins does he need to get. I think that this, with the schedule way it's set up this year and with the talent that we have, I think we can win 7-8 games this year. And, you know, I think if this program wins 8 games, I think that's a huge deal for us. And, you know, if we can get to 8 and have a chance at 9 at a bowl game, I think that that's exactly where we need to be this year. And then I think the following year we're competing for a Big Ten championship. And I think that we're then the ball is squarely, you know, I think the expectations are squarely much higher in 2 years than they are this year, because from what we saw in the spring practice, most of our guys weren't healthy, which is one thing. They'll be healthy for the fall, but we just saw our talent. There's a ton of talent in the youth, and you give them a year of seasoning to get under their belt, and then, you know, have a veteran group coming in 2 years. And it's on, and it's time to go. It's time to win a bunch of games and compete for championships. So I think that's, if you know, I think that this group can win 8 games this year, and then I think we can compete for the West and compete for the Big Ten championship in 2 years, and then who knows what happens after that. If the ball rolls your way, and, you know, when you're competing for the Big Ten West, if you win the close games and you're sitting at 1 loss or maybe 2 losses, you got a chance at that Final Four as well. So I think that we're not that far away, boys, and I'm super pumped about the prospects moving forward.
Kelly, talk to us a little bit about what you think about what it means for Sindelar to get that 6-year.
You know, I think it's really good just as a backup. I mean, the guy's been pretty accident prone, or injury prone, I guess, not accident prone, but injury prone. So to have 2 years where you do, you know, if he does get injured in the middle of the season, you've still got a veteran that's within our program. If he wants to come back for that 6th year, also it just kind of, you know, he doesn't have to put all his eggs into 1 year of trying to be healthy. He can go out there and let it loose and know that, you know, I've got time here at Purdue, and I'm sure he's going to come out of here with probably his PhD. It seems like he's on that track, and he's got plenty of time to get as much degree as he wants, as many degrees as he wants. So, I think it's a big deal just for his peace of mind. And, you know, I would expect if he has a terrific season, he may go to the NFL after this year. If he has a average to above average and prospects are looking forward, he could come back and play a 6th year with, you know, Rondell in his possible last year and David Bell in his 2nd year. And just, you know, some of those guys that are just really coming into form, could be a lot of fun for him as well.
Kelly Kitchell with us, Purdue football analyst on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Kitch, put yourself in the shoes of the backup quarterbacks. What's going through their minds knowing that Elijah could be here for 2 seasons?
You know, I hope that what's going through their minds is they want to compete and show people that I'm the man no matter when or how long he's here. And I hope that they have in their mind that I've got to be ready to play whether I win first, you know, I'm starter or I'm a backup, or I'm backup to the backup. I got to be ready to play, because football is a funny sport. You never know when something's going to happen on or off the field. And we've seen it, it's hard for a quarterback to finish a season. It's hard to go from game 1 to game 12 with one single quarterback. So you got to do it. And I'm not a big fan of the trend that we're seeing around the country of guys moving around if they don't win the starting spot. I think competition's a good thing, and I think if you're a backup, you know, of competing and pushing the guy in front of you every day and being ready to be called on to help your team when your time is called, I the way things are set up and the way the transfer rules are, it allows people to do it. And I don't necessarily blame people for taking advantage of it if they feel like they can go. But I sound maybe like an old curmudgeon, but I don't like it. I like for, you know, you go to a school to get your degree and to play football and to compete, and I'd hope that you would, you know, the school that you choose and the coach that you choose is still there and you have a chance to compete, you'll do that.
Now, speaking of that offensive line, Kelly, is it the grad transfer that we want to try to focus on for, you know, starters there, or are we going to try to build some of these young guys up?
Well, I think you're going to see maybe go after a grad transfer, too. He's done that the first 2 years. We brought Dennis Edwards in. We've seen him bring in a couple guys from Western Kentucky as well, and the guy from Illinois and Northern Illinois. So we've seen him do that a few times. So I think it wouldn't be out of the realm to see if you can bring a guy in to kind of bring some veteran a piece to a guy that's played some high major college football. But from what Darryl Williams and what he does, I think he's going to try to create depth, and he's going to play some young guys as well. I think you're going to see him rotate, especially early in the season. He's going to rotate some guys through and see who can, you know, make things happen. But it was good for them. As far as the O-line, except for Victor Beach, most of the other guys are here and played and got a ton of reps in the spring. And I think that only bodes well for us going through the summer and the fall. And you're going to see guys get a lot stronger over the summer. And hopefully they can take that experience from the spring and in the fall camp and put it to use. And here's the thing. We've got athletes everywhere. So this offensive line, I don't think it's going to be one of those where you have to give him 10 seconds to throw and open up monster holes for us to get any yards. I think if they can hold up and get their hats on the right guys for a couple seconds with a guy with experience at Sinlar and the guys out there to throw it to that we have, I think they'll get open, especially Rondale can get open against anybody. And if you can just give them a few seconds, we can get the ball out of our hands quick. And I think that's where the genius of Jeff Brown will come into play in his play calling. He will utilize his strengths and try to minimize his weaknesses where he sees them, and not let those weaknesses that are perceived or are known to affect the offense too much. And if you got to cut every down, or if you got to fool them a little bit, that's fine. But just get in their way just for a few seconds so you can get the ball out of your hands.
Kitch, great to catch up with you. So glad you're back among the living. Enjoy the Easter weekend, man.
All right, guys. You too. And thanks for having me on. And, boiler up. I'm excited for our future. And happy Easter to both you guys. And we'll talk with you down the road.
Sounds good. Kelly Kitchell, Purdue football analyst.